For the last decade, the Puentes Bridges program has taken dairy farmers on trips each fall to rural Mexico. While there, they visit farms, hear about Mexican culture, and visit family members of their employees. Program Director Sean Duval says the idea sprouted from a talk with a local dairy farmer.
We were planning the trip, I remember, at a cafe one day, and John said that he thought it would be fun to go see where his employees are from, and I kind of went, well, duh. You know, I never even thought about that.
Since then, Duval says they've taken around 150 people to Mexico. One of them is John Rosano, a dairy farmer from Wamandi. Rosano has 9 Hispanic workers on his 550 milk cow operation.
I had never been to a third world country in my life, and this is my first experience with that. That was a big eye-opener as well, finding out how other people live.
Many Hispanic workers in the county come from a life of poverty. Leoncio Tenzoa says work is what drove him from Mexico to Rosano's dairy farm.
There's not a lot of work.
Hay poco trabajo y pues no hay mucho dinero.
And there's not very much money.
Aquí un poquito más.
Here there's a little bit more money.
A report released by the University of Wisconsin last summer shows more than 40% of dairy farm workers in the state are Latino immigrants. Tenzoa says the dairy community has been pretty welcoming, but he and others are sometimes on the receiving end of anti-immigrant feelings, especially with the new law passed in Arizona.
He says, yes, we have been watching it. He doesn't know if it's going to stay this way or if it's going to sort of calm down. He says, we wonder if maybe it won't call the attention of more immigration officials in this area, too.
Duval says they've made inroads into surrounding communities over the last 10 years, but change takes time in a county where 98% of its 13,000 residents are white.
A lot of these rural people are wonderful, great people, but they've never been exposed to a lot of diversity, so they don't understand, and so they get scared and fearful. And what we're all about is creating understanding so that fear goes away.
Paul Keljian says some anti-immigrant feelings may stem from the attention Hispanics are receiving. He's an associate geography professor at UW-Eau Claire, specializing in migration issues.
We need to spend the effort on the needs, perspectives, histories, concerns of the host communities, just as we do with the new migrants, which would then involve making these bridges between the host communities and the new migrants.
Carl Dooley, Buffalo County Ag Agent with UW Extension, says the program is helping immigrants and natives realize they're not that different.
They carry the value of hard work, family, and church, in which most of us have grown up with in the rural areas. And I think that's part of the reason so many of our dairy farms have really become very attached to the employees they have.
Rosano says it would be nice if dairy farmers would speak out against any anti-immigrant feelings, but he says some feel doing so may lead to unwanted attention.
It maybe would put a bullseye on our back for ICE or Homeland Security to come and check, see the status of our employees, which we all have documents and stuff recorded, but we are all concerned whether the documents are correct or not.
While the nation debates immigration reform, Duval says they'll continue efforts to change people's hearts and minds one by one.
That's the strength of what Puentes does, is that it gives people a real personal experience to see and to be moved and to be changed.
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.